Penguin Random House Audio presents Wildcard 7, Dead Man's Hand, edited by George R.R. Martin and Melinda M. Snodgrass. Read for you by Jay Akavone and Adrian Paul. Monday, July 18th, 1988. 5 a.m. The trees were moving, though there was no wind. He did not know how long he had been walking or how he had gotten to this place. But he was here, alone, and he was afraid. It was night, a night longer and darker than any he had ever known. Moonlight painted the landscape in shades of black and gray, but the moon was obscenely swollen, the color of rotting flesh. He looked up at it once, and for one awful moment it seemed to pulse. He knew he must not look again. Whatever he did, he must not look again. He walked. On and on he walked. The gray thin grass seemed to clutch at his bare feet with every step, to slide greasy tendrils between his toes. And the trees moved. Windless, they moved. Long, cruel branches, barren of any leaves, writhed and twisted as he passed, and whispered secrets he did not want to know. If he stopped for only a moment, he would hear them clearly. He would understand. And then surely he would go mad. He walked. Beneath that sickly sweet moonlight, things that did not bear thinking of woke and stirred. Vast leathery wings beat against the air, filling the night with the smell of corruption. Gaunt spider shapes, leprous and rotten, slipped between the